Good morning. It sure is good to see you all. And, what's this?
Somebody told me I was to give this gift to you. It has your name on it.
I love gifts, don't you all? Well, I'm going to leave it here for now. I may get to that later on. You all excited? Yeah. Don't you want to know what's in here?
Don't you?
I do. But you know, I learned that there's value in delayed gratification. Right? Took me a long time to learn that. Well, let me just express my appreciation for those of you that are here this morning. Buckley said it well this morning when he welcomed everybody here. People who love God are precious. And anytime we have opportunity to be in their company, it's always, always a good thing. And so I'm excited you're here. I'm excited what I want to talk with you about this morning. And it's a continuation really from what I spoke about last week, and I'm going to try, and we've had problems with this microphone, so it doesn't always work when I walk, so we'll see. But last week, I spoke about, and there it goes. Last week, I spoke about the indescribable gift that God gave us in His Son. And I'm not sure I did a very adequate job in really describing that gift. And so I really want to carry on and talk some more about that indescribable gift, because it is unbelievable what God has given us. But before we even get there, turn in your Bibles, if you will, to the book of James chapter 1. And if you want to put your finger in another spot, maybe 2 Corinthians chapter 5 would be another good spot. And we're going to be looking at scripture from those passages along with others as we go along this morning. But, you know, it's Christmas, and it's hard to ignore that, isn't it? It's kind of like the pink elephant that sits in the middle of the room. And sometimes those of us who seek to follow God and God in His purity, sometimes we have a struggle with recognizing Christmas Day. But the reality is, it's here. And if we ignore it, then we're only depriving ourselves of some of the joy that comes about because of it. And there's a lot of traditions that go around and go on about Christmas that I'm sure you, like me, really, really appreciate. One of those traditions is singing Christmas songs. I wish that we could sing a lot of those songs all year round. Some people think that we can only sing Christmas songs after Thanksgiving. But if we sing them after Thanksgiving, then we can carry on singing them after Thanksgiving until it's after Thanksgiving again, right? But anyway, such as it is, but one of the songs that really impressed me and has impressed me for years is the song that we sing, The 12 Days of Christmas. Totally inappropriate song to sing while we assemble to honor and worship our God, but an interesting song nevertheless. And over the years, I've had a lot of joy and a lot of fun singing the song, especially, you know, at parties and stuff like that, and you get people to act out the different aspects of it all. And so I think that's pretty interesting. But it's Christmas time, and if we look at the commercial component of Christmas, it's all about money, right? And so I did an analysis on those 12 days of Christmas, and I tried to figure out how much these gifts would cost. And I came to a total of about $18,000 to $20,000, if you had to try and put it all in together. And this is how I came there. You know, some items are more affordable than others, like maybe a partridge in a pear tree you could probably buy for $54.99 to be appropriate with Walmart. You know, maybe the 6 turtle doves would run somewhere around about $60 for the 6 of them. 6 geese a lane will cost, I figured, about $180. The price goes up when you get to 11 pipers piping, And that's, in my estimation, about $1,100 right there. And then there's the 12 drummers drumming. And the current union scale for musicians, that would run us maybe another $1,500. Are you tracking with me so far? Okay, and then the price really soars. You know, it starts getting a little bit skyrocketing when you get the 12 lords leaping. We're probably asking about $5,000 for them. Granted, I don't know where you'd find them, but, you know, that's probably where we're at. Still, the message of Christmas is not really about money. It's not really about material things, and we know that. And it's really not really about the gifts that we wait until Christmas to give to one another. It's really about the gifts that we give around the year. Christmas, rather, is a reminder of the gift that God has given each of us. And it's the only gift that I'm aware of that keeps on giving. It's a gift that continues to give no matter what we do and no matter where we're at. And so this morning I want to share with you five things that I think are really important for us to consider about gifts and gifts giving, starting with Christmas. The first thing is, really, gifts are a surprise, right? The element of surprise is something that really attracts me to the whole Christmas deal. This morning, our children FaceTimed us with their kids opening up gifts, and, you know, we captured the excitement of that as best you can through a phone, with them ripping open the presents and getting all excited. And I remember our children when they were young, you know, they got so excited that they'd shake, and they would, you know, and then our dog would help them open the gifts. And he did a real good job at that. But, you know, it's a surprise. And sometimes when, you know, when we find those gifts, how many of you, you know, go through the house looking for those hiding places where your spouse would put the gift? And you try and find it. And then when you find it, you try not to move it. Or if you move it, you put it back just exactly how you found it. But you'll take the box and you'll shake it and you'll feel it. Yeah, you understand what I'm talking about? Doesn't just happen in our house. You know, it happens in all of our houses. And so it's a surprise. And then when you finally get the gift, even though maybe you know what it is, you act totally surprised. You say, oh, wow, that's just what I wanted. Right? And it's a surprise. God's gift to us, it's an incredible surprise. It was a complete surprise. Nobody expected God to come in the form of a human born of a virgin. Nobody expected that. So as you examine more carefully scriptures, and my assumption, and oftentimes standing in the pulpit and making assumptions is not very good, but my assumption is that all of you read the scriptures. And when you read through the New Testament and the Old Testament, there's no doubt in our minds that what happened was a total surprise. The gift of Jesus was a surprise to everyone. The second thing that we look at as we look at this is that the gift of God came in the most humblest of wrappings. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm looking for gifts and I see a gift with my name on it and it's wrapped up in newspaper and my name just in a piece of string around it, or a greasy old brown paper bag or something like that, you know, I wouldn't think much of that gift, would you? You know, and you know, if it's all messed up, but when we look at the gifts, it's not how it comes to us. It's not the externals that are important. And when we look at the gift of God in His Son, the wrappings were the most humblest of anyone. In a stinking stable. No sterile cloth to wrap this child in. And it was something that we would not have imagined the incredible value because of the wrappings. Something very, very different. And then the third thing that we look at is the fact that we really don't deserve that gift. And when I think about it, you know, sometimes I sit down and I think, I deserve a 24-carat watch. I deserve a new vehicle. I deserve this or whatever. Bottom line is, we don't deserve anything, do we? You know, we're just the same as the next person along with us, and we have value in as much as we have a relationship with someone else. The gifts that we get at Christmas, do we deserve them? How many of you feel like you've earned the gifts that you're going to get this Christmas? You think you've earned it? Good for you. Yeah. We'll talk about it afterwards, okay? I want to hear what this gift is that you've earned. Chloe will tell me. maybe not. But we get gifts from people who love us, who have a genuine concern for us. You know, we get gifts from people who have been part of our lives over the years. We give gifts to people who we appreciate, who we love, who we value. You know, we don't give gifts to the person who has slandered us and ridiculed us through the year. We don't give gifts to the neighbor who throws stones at our dogs every time he sees them. We don't give gifts to people who we have altercations with. But we give gifts to people who love us and express that love to us. And so when God gave us this gift, the fact that He's given us this gift gives us an indication, a very clear indication, that this gift was given to us not because we deserved it, but because He loved us. The scripture speaks to us about that, and I've used this text several times over the last couple of weeks. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, you know, the Bible tells us that God gave us this gift even in spite of the fact that we were still sinners. Even though we didn't deserve it. Even though we've done nothing to deserve salvation. Even though we can do nothing to merit salvation. God gives it to us. And I think when we receive gifts from people from a human perspective, the gifts that we value the most are those that come from the most unexpected people and are the most unexpected gifts. And so we don't deserve it. And then the fourth thing, when we look at these gifts, the gift itself tells us of something about the gift giver. Whoever's given us that gift tells us something about them. When we look at the gift of Christ, it tells us something about the one who gave us that. It tells us that the one who gave us that gift loves us beyond what we can understand. A passage of scripture many of you are familiar with, John chapter 3 and verse 16, tells us that God so loved the world that He gave us His only begotten Son. And that's the gift. And the gift that God gave us is not because you're a good person. It's not because you do that which God says that you need to do. It's not because you do whatever. He gave it to us because He loves you. And sometimes I have a hard time wrapping my hands around that. And the gift that God gives us is a gift that is of eternity. It's a gift that keeps on giving. It's not something that he thought of just on the fly. It's not something that we kind of unwrap and say, well, look at this, and we use it for a while and then we leave it. But long before the town was called Bethlehem, long before the Garden of Eden was even called Eden, long before the planet was called Earth, a decision was made in eternity that God would send forth His Son. Born of a woman under the law, to redeem those who are under the bondage of law. You and me. And so when we look at the gift that God has given us and we really contemplate what it is and what it's all about, we understand the incredible love that God has for us. Make no mistake, beloved. The gift that God has given us is the most sacrificial thing that we can conceive of as human beings. And I even dare to hazard to suggest that we really don't understand the depth of God's love for us, because we've never really experienced something of this magnitude in our own human lives. And so the question for me is, okay, we get this incredible gift, so now what do we do with it? I got this gift. You all want to see what's in here now? I need somebody to help me open this, I guess. Ray, there's some stuff for you to clean up. Yeah, okay. Wow, look at this. Y'all know what that is? Can you see that? What is it? It's a drone. Wow, isn't that cool? Yeah. It's got a camera in it and a video. Shall I fly it? Well, maybe I'll leave it over here for now. I'll just set it up there so we can see it. Okay? Because if I'm going to fly that, I'm going to have to open it up and I'm going to have to get the instructions out. Otherwise, you know, somebody's hair may get messed up, right? Well, you know, there's... Anyway, so that's pretty exciting. You want to play with my gift?
Hot Chris. That's getting around about the construction behind here.
Well, how many of you, when you get a gift, do you open it up and read the instructions before you start playing with it? there's a few. There's always one in the crowd, isn't there? You know, it's more exciting just to get it up and say, okay, where are the batteries? Let's start. And then learn as you go, right? So when we look at gifts like this, we understand the value of gifts. And, you know, this gift,
there's no price on here.
But I figure that's cost more than $5 or $10, right? You know, if it's got all of that stuff in it, it's not one of the low end stuff. So that's a pretty cool gift. You know, whoever decided I needed to have that is a pretty nice person. Right? I agree. I'll tell you the truth about that. Do you want me to tell you the truth about that? I really wanted to use a gift like this as an illustration, because there's some things that I want to share with you. And so I asked some people that I know, and I'm gonna get myself in trouble, but I'm gonna share it with you anyway. And so Alan Priest said, "Yeah, I got a drone." And I said, "Well, cool. Can you give it to me as a gift?" And he said, "Sure." He said, "I got it as a gift for Christmas last year. And I haven't opened it yet." And I opened it, and it's still wrapped up with the little ties and then the plastic bags inside. So it's a year old. The warranty's up. So here's what I want to share with you. So all of what I said to get to this point right now that I'd like to share with you. And that's this. The gift that we have from God is His Son. It's a precious gift. It's a gift that goes beyond what we can think about. And the gift is really not about material things like this, because it's about eternal things. It's about something of the heart and the mind. It's something that is wrapped up in who we are and what we're about. It's not about the gifts that are under your tree. It's not about the gifts that you receive through the year. Because one day all of those gifts will be gone, right? You know, and sometimes after Christmas, within a couple of weeks after Christmas, a lot of those gifts that we buy are either broken or trashed or used up, and people don't look at them anymore. We understand that. In the final analysis, all that will be left after this life is the human soul. And that will live forever. And that's why it's so important that we understand this gift that God has given us. That's why it's so important that when we get this gift, we need to unwrap it and unpack it and read the instructions and utilize it. Otherwise, the gift itself has no value. If we receive the gift of God and we set it up over there so that I can look at it and it can remind me of God's incredible love every now and again when I look at it, I mean, that's good. But it doesn't give any credit to the gift. If the gift is not used, if the gift is not incorporated into who you are, it has no value. And it has no benefit to who you are. And so when we look into Scripture, Scripture speaks to us very vividly about that. And if you have your Bibles with you and they open to the book of James, in James chapter 1 and starting with verse 17, the Scripture tells us that every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation, no shifting shadow. In the exercise of His will, He brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we might be, as it were, the first fruits from His creatures. This you know, my beloved brethren. Let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word, not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks in his natural face in a mirror. And you know the rest of the story. And so all that we're left with in life is the human soul and the part of us that is connected to God that has value. It seems that we put so much stock into the material things, into the tangible things, into the things that we can see and touch and smell and taste and all of that sort of stuff, that we neglect the more important things of life. We may not abuse it intentionally. We may not even abuse it because of lack of skill or experience. But when we just set it up on the shelf and leave it alone, it becomes as naught to us. And so this incredible gift that God has given us, that is indescribable, that's unbelievable, that's absolutely beyond what we can see, is something that we discard and we leave it only for certain days of the week or certain days of the month or year. Makes no sense to me, does it? It's an eternal gift. It's a gift that has incredible value and continues to have value. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and starting with verse 5, the scripture speaks to us very clearly about this. And it says, "Now he who prepared for us this very purpose is God, who gave us the Spirit as a pledge." And then look down in your Bibles in verse 17, and he expounds on that, and he says, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were entreating through us, we beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." So, beloved, as we look at this gift that God has given us, as we understand some of the significant things that happen about gift-giving in a material world, we recognize that they are amplified, multifold, in the spirit world. And the gift that God has given us in His Son is more precious than anything that we can think of. Beloved, life is about what happens beyond the grave. It's not about the here and now. It's not about the gifts that are neatly wrapped under the tree. It's not about the physical things that bring us immediate gratification. But it's about learning and maturing in a relationship with our Father that gives us delayed gratification and the anticipation of this incredible gift that God has given us. Greater than anything that we can conceive of from a human concept. And so the most critical thing, the most important thing about any gift that we receive, and especially this gift that is Jesus, is that we make sure that our relationship with God is secure. And we secure it through this gift that He's given us, called Jesus. And if all we do is unwrap it and set it up on a shelf so that we can look at it, and it reminds us who he is, if we never take it out of the box and read the instructions, and utilize them, and make it a part of our life, the gift has no value. If we do not utilize the gift that God has given us in His Son and the Holy Spirit who indwells us, if we do not utilize that, it has no value for us. It's a gift on the mantelpiece, or that stays in the garage until next year, or until the preacher comes and says, hey, have you got a gift I can use? And how many times are we guilty of that? Of setting Christ up on the mantelpiece and looking at Him and saying, wow, what an incredible gift. Amazing that God would do something like that. See, the value of the gift, no matter what it is, material gift, spiritual gift, a gift of words, a gift of hope, no matter what it is, the value of any gift is only fully realized when we utilize the gift. And when we tell God, I can do it myself, I don't need your help, well, we're telling Him, your gift has no value for me. I want to share with you a passage of Scripture that's up on the board right now in the book of Romans. In chapter 15 and verse 13 is a passage of Scripture that I want to leave with you to contemplate and to think on as we go through the rest of this week. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that, my emphasis, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. That's what it's about, isn't it? That's really what this gift is all about. It's really what this season that we call Christmas is really all about. But we've lost it in the commercialization of what it is. Our capitalistic attitudes have taken away so much of the joy and the value of the gift. So this morning, in true human form, I wish you Merry Christmas. And I pray that the gift of God becomes more and more precious in your life through the rest of this year and into the following years, that you will use it in a way that brings greater hope to your life. Jeff has a song that we're going to sing, if he doesn't change it. And I would encourage you to stand as we sing this song. And if you need to respond to God for whatever reason, we're here to help you.